Welcome to Southern Man, Western Town. I am your host, Jeff Lawrence. I will bring you interviews from independent artists and entertainers from all over the world. I'll bring you their interviews, their music, all the products they sell. From musicians, singers, guitarists, bass players, drummers, trumpet players, saxophone players. You will hear interviews from pro wrestlers, comedians, actors, writers. Tune in every week and discover new independent artists and entertainers that you may have never heard of before, and some that you definitely heard of before. Will be coming to you each week. Southern Man, Western Town, your host, Jeff Lawrence. Thank you for tuning in.
What up, everybody? Jeff Lawrence here, Southern Man, Western Town. It is September 4th, Saturday. Just got back from Logan, Utah. Playing you a little bit of Epiphone intro there. On the orange head going into the Fender speaker. Didn't do a podcast last week, skipped a week. I just was busy. I had gigs on Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. And still have to work my regular job and be a dad and all that kind of mess. Husband. Everything else I gotta be. Not complaining. Good to have the stuff. Grateful if you will. People say grateful a lot these days. I don't know if it's lost its meaning a little, but I truly am. I guess that's a good word to sum it all up. If you really are, what else are you going to use? Content's not really the same thing, I guess, is it? Content, you can be, well, content, but not necessarily grateful for it, I guess. I don't know. Something to ponder, but I ain't pondering it now. Today on the show is Rosio. She goes by Faded Rose, which is kind of a band name, but it's kind of her. You'll see. She'll tell you in an interview. But calling from somewhere up in New York. I think she said about 45 miles out of the city, which I haven't been to New York since I was like 19 years old. So maybe a stopover flight or something. And so 45 minutes out of New York to me means maybe Staten Island, Long Island, or maybe that's a little further. So I don't know, but not in the city, but not that far away from the city. So Faded Rose is also doing a contest. Go to the Instagram page and all that and do that. She's doing well in the contest she's entering. I believe it's a songwriting contest, something like that. She talks about it a little bit on the interview. And but definitely you can go to Instagram and vote for her free and all that. So, coming up on the show. Before this, though, please like, subscribe, follow wherever you listen to the show at. Helps get me up in the rankings. It doesn't make me any money. If you want to do that, go to Venmo.com/Jeff-Lawrence-48. Jeff-Lawrence-48. Yeah, Venmo. And the last four numbers, they'll ask you for my phone number. 1353 are those last four numbers to get started. Or you can go right to the podcast over on anchor.fm/Jeff-Lawrence and donate right there. You can do it. You can subscribe $1 a week. I'm sorry, $1 a month if you want. A month. $1 a month. And you get 100 and something shows to listen to. All right, coming up, Rosie from Faded Rose.
If you go away,
Faded Rose from up New York. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Now, when you say New York, are you in the city or are you in upstate? Or
I'm in the suburbs now, about an hour from the city.
Like Long Island? Or
No, I'm up north past Westchester, going up towards the Catskills.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Because I do have a lot of listeners from up that way. I'd actually had a lot of guests on from New York.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. It's not I do the show out of Utah, but I don't have that many guests from where I do the show. So let's talk about the album you have out now. I know you're working on some new stuff, but which is Don't Say. What, it seems like you recorded it during quarantine, or not quarantine.
I did. I recorded it. We started right before quarantine, And then once we sort of got the green light to do things masked and socially distant, we I tried to get it done as much as possible because it was a few years in the making, and I was so anxious and excited to just get it out there. So
that's what I was going to ask you. So you'd already had it written before that, but...
Yes. I wrote most of the songs over the past 4 or 5 years, and then Judgment Day, the last song on the EP, I actually just sort of threw that together a few days before we recorded it.
That particular song seems to be getting probably the most traction, I think.
I know. That was really exciting. It's a fun one. It's sort of, you know, just a sassy... The other songs are a little bit more emotional, so...
Yeah, my personal favorite's the song Sober, I believe. I like that one.
That song is very special to me, too.
Go ahead, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I love the meaning behind it, but I also really love the guitar solo.
I really like the intro. I like the intro chords.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you write most of this stuff? And because I know you have a band, I don't know if your band's like are you guys actually a band, or you use a lot of different people, or?
I use different people. I write all the music. I write all the songs.
And then they just kind of put their their stuff to it when you get in the studio.
Yeah, I like everybody to have the chance to put their spin on and things. So.
And you do most of the writing on the acoustic guitar?
Yeah. I've done a few on the piano, but most on the acoustic guitar.
What kind of guitar you play? I got a lot of guitar nerd people that listen to this show. They always want to know what kind of.
So I have a Taylor 322 CE. So I'm small, so it's small. I can play comfortably. I love that guitar, and you'll hear that mostly on the album. I think we use the PRS in one of the songs. I've got a Michael Kelly, an old. I found it at a local music shop, and it was an old used guitar, and I love the sound, and we used that for the opening song on the EP, maybe, but you'll hear really the Taylor throughout, you know, everything else.
Yeah, that seems to be, I think about the last 5 or 6 acoustic riders that I've had on are all said Taylor.
Yeah.
It used to be Martin, everybody Martin. Now it's all Taylor.
I've got a Martin, too. I do love it, but the Taylor is my go-to.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to get the guitar nerd stuff out of the way first before they start emailing me and yelling at me. So what's it looking like up there now? You think it's going to be back into another lockdown situation? Or?
I hope not, but it's kind of starting to look that way, so I'm gearing up. I actually, you know, I just wrote another 5 songs. I wanted to get back into the studio, but I don't know if I'm going to get the opportunity before the new year, but we'll see. I'm just hoping this all gets better soon and people get healthy and we can resume normal activities like we used to.
Yeah, it's kind of different here. I'm originally from Georgia, but I've been in Utah for about 15 years. But yeah, Utah's kind of, they resumed activities anyway, whether it's safe
Did
or
they?
Not.
Yeah.
They don't care.
I think that everyone's just sort of doing the best they can. They are trying to make decisions, you know, based on maybe the population. I'm not sure if you're in a smaller town or what, but. I think everyone's just kind of learning as they go, but it's been a rough year and a half for everybody.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm in a town of about 100,000 people, not too far from Salt Lake, but it's, I did a show last night, but I only saw like 2 masks, but, I don't know. I'm vaccinated and all. I hope, you know, everybody around here is kind of still battling over the politics of it all, which I don't know why it shouldn't even really be. Political, I don't think, but
no, I know. You know what? I have to say, I really think that social media has made it just that much more difficult for everybody because everyone is arguing and questioning, and I think that you know, our people in the medical field are doing the absolute best they can, and you have to trust your doctors and And that's it, really.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, my doctor told me flat out, I was just there for like a little checkup thing, and I was like, should I get the vaccine? He goes, yeah, I did. You should get it too. He goes, you can either listen to me or people on Facebook.
Because <I, laughs> that's the problem, right? Everyone on Facebook is a medical professional or a politician now.
Until the recent Afghanistan thing, now they're all experts in foreign policy.
No, terrible.
but back to music. You have you have some new stuff. You said it's coming out in next year, I guess, which isn't that far.
Yeah, I'm hoping if I can get into the studio, providing there's no shutdown here in New York, I'd love to at least get a single out before the end of this year. If not, then I'm going to shoot for the beginning of next year.
And you're talking like, what, January maybe, or right after the year? Or?
I'm hoping January, February. I mean, if I can get started now, if we can get started soon, then I could definitely have another EP out by January, for sure.
And it is all all the stuff's already written?
Mm-hmm. Everything's written. And I just got to put the pieces together with the rest of the band and get it recorded.
Now, when you play live, do you, which I know probably haven't been able to do much of it because of all the stuff going on, but do you do any cover tunes, or is you just do all your originals live too? Or?
Well, yeah. So originally, well, for years, I've just been doing cover stuff. I throw in a few of my originals there. You know, as a musician, you kind of play these 3-hour bar gigs and restaurants and all these other sort of venues. And then it sort of transitioned into more of just my original music, and I'll throw a few covers in there. And the shows are much shorter, which is a lot easier on everybody, right? Because playing for 3 hours tends to wear on you and wear on your shoulders and your back. So
yeah, I did it last night.
Yeah. It's not an easy, you know, it's not an easy thing. Everybody's like, you know, you're just singing, you know, you're getting paid to sing. And, you know, they don't realize the, aside from the prep time, like, you know, loading the equipment, unloading the equipment, setting it up, breaking it down. It's a 3-hour night really is like a 6-hour night.
Yeah. So, I was about to say that. It's it was like, I had a gig last night from 8 to 11, and it was like, by the time I got in my car and drove there, it was probably like 4:30 to 1.
So, right, and you're exhausted, right?
Yeah, and I always compare it to bigger bands. Sometimes I'd like to see the Foo Fighters load all their own equipment and play a 4-hour show. Right?
I know, where are 5 roadies setting my stuff up for me, right?
Yeah, plus a lot of them don't even have, you know, I don't even know if they could play 4 hours, 3 hours, that kind of thing.
They don't, because, well, first of all, they don't have to, but yeah, no, I don't think anyone should have to play for 3 or 4 hours straight. That's a lot, you know, that's why we're underappreciated, I think. People need to appreciate how hard artists work, especially, you know, when they're just getting started, so.
Yeah, I think some people do, it just depends on where you're at. Now, the style of your music's kind of, there's a lot going on in there. I hear a little bit of a 90s influence, but I hear some other stuff too. What's some of your biggest influences that got you started?
So I definitely love 90s music. Alanis Morissette, Nirvana, I love the Foo Fighters, all those, you know, bands. So that influence is there. But I do... I have very eclectic taste. I'll listen to anything. If I like it, if it draws me in, I'm listening to it. So I feel like some of my music might sound a little 90s, and then some of it sounds a little country, and then, you know, there's, you know, bluesy and here and there. So I sort of have a hard time, you know, choosing a genre. When I went to release my album, and you have to pick your genre, I wasn't really sure where to go. And then I'm listed as alternative on Spotify, but then Apple Music put me down as a country artist. So I think everyone's getting a little taste of something different depending on who the listener is. So
yeah, when I was listening to it, I guess the main 90s vibe I got out of it was more of just like when the electric guitars come in. But I was definitely, but I was hearing some of it, and I was going, this could definitely be country.
because it's not old country, but you know what's going on kind of now.
Yeah.
Luckily, you don't really have to choose anymore. I think that's a good thing about the younger audiences. They don't really stress so much on genres. But back when I started, I'm older, right? You know, I started back in the '80s, early '80s, and I back then you had to stick with a genre, like, because there was no internet or anything, so you had to go to the radio stations, and the radio stations only played one style of music, so you had to
it
always kind of had to pigeonhole us back then.
Yeah, it's nice to not really have to do that anymore, and I think even for listeners, because you've got some people who are I really like pop music, I don't want to listen to country, or vice versa, and now that you can really blend everything, it sort of opens up the audience, you know, from the musician's perspective. But it's nice as a writer to not have to feel the pressure to write in a specific style. I can really, when I'm writing a song, I could really just feel it and write how I'm feeling at the moment. And, you know, however it sounds, it sounds. But I don't have to worry about making sure it doesn't sound too rock or too country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's nice.
Yeah, and if you think about it, the really big bands never did that anyway. Like the Beatles and the Stones and Led Zeppelin, they were all over the place. You know, they were doing rock, country, blues, everything.
Everything.
So, but I guess they were in a position where they could do whatever they wanted back then.
Right.
And I think what it helps do, too, is like back when you had to do everything in one genre, you ended up with filler material on your album because you had to just write stuff because it had to be on there. Now you can just put out a single and do what you want. So I like that part of it too.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Now when you play live, do you kind of just stay in the like tri-state area or just in New York or?
Yeah, tri-state area. Hopefully, as things get better and hopefully the music picks up a little bit, we can expand that. Right now, I'm competing for this open act position where I'd have the opportunity to open up at the Hollywood Bowl in California. If I win, that would be pretty great. And we'll see, because I haven't really gotten to take anything, you know, on the road or travel that far. But I would love to. I would love to see Nashville and go down there for a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. So when do you find out about that contest?
So round two ends next week, and then the contest will continue on until the beginning of October, and then it will go into the semifinals and the finals. So hopefully I get that far, but it's a really great opportunity, you know, to even be a part of. So I'm excited about it.
Now, do you do solo shows at all? Or are you interested in doing that?
Yeah, primarily a solo artist, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, if that does happen, make sure you hit me up, because I could probably help you book some shows out around that area.
That would be awesome.
Because I'm only one state away from there, and I got a lot of connections out there in California, and as well as around here and everywhere else. You'd do really well around here. People don't think that much about Utah, really. It's one of those states like Vermont or something where you don't think a lot about what's going on. but there is actually a pretty good music scene. They're pretty receptive to stuff. There's a biggest problem out here is when you do a tour, the states are so big. You have to drive forever to get to the next big city.
Right.
So, but yeah, down south would probably do pretty well. You'd probably do pretty well down in Nashville and those areas.
Yeah, well, you know what? All the musicians from up here are making their way down there. I hear that Nashville's really the place to go when you want to try to break it into the music.
Yeah, it's tough. It's always been that way. When I lived in Atlanta, I moved to Nashville to do that, but this was back in like 1991 or something like that, and it was pretty it was pretty tough. It was really strange to looking back on it now, because I got really long hair. I did then. I still got kind of long hair, but back then I was the only long haired guy with a cowboy hat on in the entire town. Every place I went to, they told me to cut my hair. Every
You're there.
And now they all have it now. I still got a letter from I had talked to Charlie Daniels, producers and stuff, and they were thinking about signing me, and I still got a letter they sent me turning me down for writing songs about drinking. And this was country. And this was country music.
That's so funny.
Yeah, things have changed.
Absolutely, they've changed.
But down there you would do well if you could get in. That's the problem down there, is you get so oversaturated, it's hard to even get a gig. Sometimes you can get them, but they don't really, you don't really pay. They don't pay or anything.
Right, right. I think people try to get down there just to play for the opportunity to, maybe get discovered. But it'd be nice to even go just check it out and visit. So
yeah,
it's hard. It's a really hard industry to break into and be successful.
Yeah, it's definitely it's different now. Like when I started, it was just I actually was still walked around Music Row handing out cassettes. but now it's like, it's kind of a catch-22. Now it's easier to get your music out there, but now there's so much music that, and there's no record companies much anymore. It's just kind of
right,
weird.
Right, like the release on their own. Really, ideally, I would love to be able to write for other people. I write all the time. I have a big book of songs, and there are some that I love, but not enough to record and put out on my own. So I would love to, be able to write or co-write, for other artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's what you wanted to do, just from experience, because I actually got hired on as a songwriter in Nashville back in the day, but what you need to do there is it's more about going to the publisher. You go, in Music Row, down in Music Row, there's publishing houses everywhere, and they're the ones that'll hire the songwriters. So that'd be kind of the people you'd want to hit up down there other than the record companies themselves.
Okay.
And be something to keep in mind. What about, have you ever thought about doing The Voice or America's Got Talent, anything like that?
Yeah, I get that a lot. I haven't. I don't know. I guess it's the same thing with this competition, right? You're going to go audition against a few thousand people. So, maybe we'll see. I want to see what happens with this competition first, but I find that some of those shows, it's TV, so I'm not sure how.
Yeah, I think you just do it online now. I don't think it's as hard as people think it is, because I know personally three musicians from this area that were on the show, and I know. One of them was just on, Jordan Matthew Young. He's from here, and he was just, I know him pretty well, and he was just on The Voice. He was like third or fourth place.
Wow.
And he's not, trying not to say anything bad about him, but he's not the greatest in the world.
If I were to audition for one, it would be The Voice. The Voice is probably my favorite out of all of the singing competition shows.
Yeah, it's weird because, and there's a band here called Royal Bliss, and they're really popular out here. Like they've had a record deal, and they play in front of 3,000-4,000 people. They're mainly popular in the Midwest, but that singer got on and like he got kicked off the first show. It was weird because he's like a really good show, good singer, and like they're already successful. So I don't know how they do things there in Hollywood, but.
See something, I guess, right?
Sometimes yeah.
You have these artists that blow up, and then you might kind of think, why? But I guess they see something in them. And then there are other artists that you wonder why they're not bigger than they are. Right? So,
I think a lot of it might be TV. Like, what's their backstory, and can we exploit that kind of thing?
well, it's all about. Right, so money and ratings always. It's hard.
Now, what about New York City. I know you're probably a little bit from there. You said you're about an hour from there. Do you go into there and play?
Well, right now it's
really, yeah, not now, but
so, yeah, there's nothing. New York City's very tight right now, so I'm hoping things get better and we can start to do that. But it was hard to get into venues before COVID, and now really everything's shut down. New York City is not what it used to be, so I'm hoping at some point life can go back to normal. It's quiet.
So. Yeah, I got a friend, Scott Bravo. He lives kind of near Queens, and he seems to be playing pretty good gigs there. But he's just a solo guitarist that doesn't even sing. It's like all instrumental,
right?
Guitar,
right.
But and then I have another friend there in Manhattan, Brian Barentine. It runs like a kids music show thing where it's actually on TV in Japan, China.
Oh, wow.
But he does it in Manhattan. But yeah, I guess they're already back in the theater, so hopefully maybe it'll open back up.
Yeah, well, they are slowly but surely. They are. I don't think they're going to open everything up at once after, you know, everything. We got hit pretty hard. So you know, hopefully over the next few months, we can get back to some sort of normalcy and this variant slows down. Hopefully, so.
Yeah, and what I was going to ask you next is, like, I have a lot of listeners over in Europe. There's there's usually about 4,000 people that listen to the show normally, and a lot of them are from Scotland, Ireland, pretty much anywhere they speak English. There's some people that listen, but since they're not going to be able to see you live unless you ever make it over there, what's a good song you can point them to kind of, maybe for lack of better words, sum up what you're all about as far as musically? What's a good song they can listen to? It's a hard question usually, but
it is a hard question.
But the only reason I ever ask it is not because I ask you tough questions, because unfortunately that's what people do now. Sometimes they'll listen to the show, I'll play one song usually on here, and then they'll go over to Spotify and listen to one, and if they like it, they'll keep on. If they don't, they'll move on, you know?
Well, I think Don't Say, the title track, is probably right there in the middle, right? Sober's a heavier song. It's got a deeper meaning. It's more rock-oriented. So, and Don't Say is on the lighter side. The other two songs are more like ballads. Judgment Day is kind of more country. So I think if you use Don't Say, that's sort of a little bit of a mix of everything. So if they go over there and they listen to that and they like it, then maybe they'll give the other songs a shot.
Yeah, that's what that's kind of my reason for doing this show in the first place. That's the only reason I do this show, is to kind of introduce other audiences to people that may, you know, they may not get a chance to come across. And so hopefully that will work. But like I said, my favorite one's Sober, but that's just me. I like that's just my kind of vibe.
Thank you. Yeah, I love that song too. That song sparked us to get into the studio. That after we completed that, I said, okay, we've got to get in there and get this music out. So collectively, I think that's our favorite.
I have kept you long enough, and I do appreciate you calling, but before we wrap this up, go ahead and give everybody your all your contact, social media, whatever.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Faded Rose Music. I am available on all streaming services, Faded Rose, and the album is called Don't Say. And you can also visit me on my website at fadedrosemusic.com.
Now, I did go to your website, but I don't remember if there was merch on there. Is there merch?
There is merch on there, yeah. We have some T-shirts out, and we have a tote bag. I'm working on some new merch items that will be up on the website within the next few weeks.
Very cool. Yeah, I knew, because with a name like Faded Rose, it kind of lends itself to some good merch. Well, I really do appreciate you calling into the show here, and hopefully when you get your new stuff out in 2022, maybe we can revisit and talk about that.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks again, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. This show will probably air, like I said, around Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll, okay. I guess I've been talking to you maybe on Instagram, so I'll just kind of shoot you over the, it usually drops on Spotify first, and then Apple and all that the day after, so I'll shoot you over the Spotify link as soon as I get it.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Okay, let me get one.
Right on. One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, check this out. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, fuck the cup. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wan. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Look, we're gonna need an orthopedic surgeon to remove my foot from your ass.
Hammer.
No, brother, don't do it.
Appreciate you appreciate you listening to the show. Appreciate Faded Rose being on the show. Appreciate all you guys. Check out her music on Spotify and wherever you get your music, as well as mine. On mine, you can either go J.S. Lawrence or Jeff Lawrence. I'm about to come out with a song like I keep talking about. I got the track. I just got to lay the solo on it, and now I got to find a new studio. The old one, not the old studio, the other studio I was using is kind of out of service at the moment. So I'm got a few other places I can talk to about it. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. And not going to talk about masks or vaccines or any of that bullshit this week. I just don't feel like getting into it. If you want to hit me up on Instagram, I'm J-Law Music Man. Jeff S. Lawrence 1 on Twitter. I'm not currently on Facebook. You can hit me up on the messenger there if you need to message me about something, but not, I don't have an actual Facebook page as of right now. I may turn it back on at some point. Just kind of does the show. It does the show better if I have Facebook, but it does my life worse. So, and since not very many of you are subscribing to this thing, and donating any cash, I'm going to have to take the option of my mental health until we amp it up a little. All right, but anyway,
I'll catch you guys on the next show.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.